Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen on your phone, download the free radio.com app, search ESPN Upstate, make us a favorite, and you can listen to ESPN Upstate no matter where you go. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to have you guys with us on a hump day edition of the show. We will help you get over it. Check on our text line. Texter says, when is the official launch for the Mark Ryan Fan Card Retrieval Company? Says Panda. Stay tuned, Panda. Stay tuned. That could be coming sooner rather than later. Another texter says, if Trevor is drafted by the Jets, he needs to do the same thing that John Elway did back in the day and refuse to play for the Jets and force a trade. I don't know. I just remember, you know, that never being looked at fondly, even if they're right. Like, Steve Francis didn't want to play in Vancouver. He wanted to stay in the States, Maryland kid. You're going to send him as far away from home as possible to a really bad team with a uniform that looked like pajamas, okay, way back in the day. And he said no. And Eli Manning said no. And John Elway said no. And Bo Jackson with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this was awful. Like, they had been pushy with his mom at a game at Auburn, and Bo at that game said, if you draft me, it's going to be a waste of a pick. And they drafted him, and it was a waste of a pick. And the Buccaneers didn't listen. And that's in part why they're the losingest franchise in the history of professional sports, not just the National Football League. Okay, so I was sharing this with you guys because it's so weird to me. On the bottom of this email, he says, I'm getting ready to, I'll be enjoying dinner with Lauren and Seth later tonight. And it's just, I don't know about you guys, but when I have like 1 degree to ultimate celebrity, I want to bring you guys into that. So anyway, the father-in-law of Seth Rogen emailed my father and I yesterday, and he's taking a deep dive into Joe Burrow, and it seems like the premise is he's not really sold on Joe Burrow. So anyway, here we go. Well, I'll finish this out. In 2019, Mark, Dalton experienced a pass completion percentage of 59.4% and a QB rating of 72.6, typical for Dalton. 2018 was 62% and 89.6. In only three games this year, he's 65% and 72.6 rating. That's Dalton. So far, Mr. Can-Do-No-Wrong Burrow is at 65% completions and 85 quarterback rating, which is slightly better than Dalton. Compare this to Big Ben on the Steelers or Russell Wilson on the Seahawks. Well, sir, with all due respect, sir, I love you dearly. My folks were in your daughter's wedding. I think this is a little bit unfair comparison for a guy who just started playing. So he says Big Ben, 69% completions, 109.1 rating. Russell Wilson, 73% completions, 130 rating. I would argue, he says, that Big Ben, although his numbers are skewed a bit from a bad game Sunday, is operating with diminished skills, still better than those QBs on the bench. With a team like the Steelers, you would think his numbers would be closer to those of Russell Wilson on Seattle. In any case, I think Burrow and the Bengals' performance enhances, once again, my theory about the QB God fallacy. Imagine if Ben were on the Bengals and Burrow was with the Steelers. Yes, those numbers would be quite a bit different, and the talking heads would be saying, wow, that Burrow is the new GOAT, and poor Ben, it looks like he should be retiring. I am now anxious to hear your opinions beyond it's only five games for Burrow. So anyway, Lonzo, I need to write him back, which I will do either tonight or tomorrow. What should I write him back that Lonzo Reitzel said?
Yeah, you don't need to tell him anything I said because you'll forget my name and he'll have no idea who I am.
I'll just call you the producer, which is my favorite go-to for you.
So I can pretty much say anything right now and he'll go, I don't know who that producer is.
I'll say it. What do you got?
I'm with you. The sample size is too small to look at this and go, and I am not of the opinion that there are teams that are cursed that you can never win with. I think any team in the NFL can become a winner. Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl, remember? And it was said that they could never do anything, and they won the Super Bowl. And so I think the Jets can come back and do something. I remember when Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl, they were good at one point. They can be good again. It's just a matter of ownership, coaching, and the right players. And Burrow is just – he's only been there a couple games. They're just now starting to get used to it. He had no training camp, had no OTAs, none of that kind of stuff. He's just now starting to get chemistry with his players. Give it a season at least. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit premature smaculation. I feel a tinge of I told you so in this email when we legitimately just began the season. And according to everybody, Joe Burrow has been great for the Bengals this year. I mean, with that team, Burrow has 65% completions and an 85 quarterback rating. Give me a break. 1 year in the last three for Andy Dalton, his number has had a first digit of 8. One in the last three. And this is like a 12-year veteran in the NFL. This is Burrow. Burrow's first year.
Compare Andy Dalton's last game with Joe Burrow's last game. I didn't even see Joe Burrow's last game. I guarantee you it's a whole lot better than Andy Dalton's last game.
Do you guys have anybody in your lives that like you just kind of tiptoe around being critical of them? Like, I don't know how to tell the father-in-law of Seth Rogen that he's wrong. I don't know how to do that, okay? I just don't know how to do that. It's almost like I can't, like, any form of disagreement could be disrespectful, you know? I don't want to do that. Do you just say, you're right, sir, you're right. You know, Burrow has a long way to go, and if he was on the Steelers, it would be a totally different story. But do you just kind of take the L? Or do you stick to your guns with somebody like that? You know, when he gets back from dinner with Lauren and Seth, he's waiting for my response here. What do you think? Can you criticize? Can you disagree with that guy? I don't know. I'm a little bit skittish about all of the above. All right, Lonzo, what do you say? You go back at him? You put up your dukes?
Have you had those kind of conversations with this guy before? I mean, the kind of back and forth that you do with me or the listeners?
Never.
Okay, so you've always been like, this guy is related to Seth Rogen. I've got to be nice in case I ever want to get Seth Rogen back on
exactly,
the show again.
That's exactly what it is. It's like you can pull that card maybe once every 3 years. Right. And I guess it's been about 2 years since I've had Seth Rogen on the show. So I don't know. What do you guys think we should do? Let's get to TJ and Greer, who's up next here on the show. TJ, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides. TJ, go ahead.
Hey, guys. One thing you could do, I don't know if it would help your cause at all, but you can't really look at a year for Burrow because he hasn't played a year. But maybe you could compare his first five games to Russell Wilson's first five games and Ben Roethlisberger's first five games. And see how those numbers work out.
TJ, I'm gonna put you up to that task, TJ. What do you say? You got some free time this afternoon? Why don't you text us that information? I would love to know it.
Okay, well I'm driving right now, so it'll
I got
be a
you.
While
don't fight. Do it while you're driving. Don't do it while you're driving. So you're saying fight fire with fire, hit him back with some evidence of my own here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to respect it, right? I mean,
how about Andy red, what is it, Lonzo, Red Rifle?
Red Rifle, you got it that time. Yeah.
Yeah, Red Rifle. What about his first five games of his career? I wonder how great those were. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I think that's a good idea, man. I think that's a good idea. Thanks so much for the call, TJ. I do appreciate it greatly. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Let's get to the top five at five, the top five biggest sports stories of the day, the top five topics we are talking about. The top five at five, as Mark shakes in his boots at the thought of sending this email, starts right now. I'm going to tell him that all of the dissent came from Lonzo. I think that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to say
that every ounce of dissent for your email, that you took great time to give us the numbers. Stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but sadly not all. I'm going to blame Lonzo on it.
I do not fear Seth Rogen's father-in-law.
No, you don't? You don't? Okay. All right. Hit it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how about game one of the World Series? It was the Dodgers winning it by the count of 8-3. And look, there's a lot of premature smaculation going on here. A lot of people are saying the series is over, and I don't believe that. Tonight, it's Blake Snell, former Cy Young Award winner, against Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. That's an edge for the Rays. The Dodgers are still listed as an ever-so-slight favorite in this series. Are you guys done with the World Series now that the Braves are out? I mean, does that just cook the entire World Series for you? Because I'll be honest with you, and I've been feeling this way for about a week, I'm just kind of ready for everything else to be done now. You know, like.
But if you're not over it, you can hear it right here tonight on ESPN Upstate.
100%. Thanks for making me look bad, Lonzo. You can hear it right here on ESPN Upstate, but I'm generally speaking ready. Like, did the NBA playoffs gain momentum or lose momentum? They lost momentum, right? Like, Lonzo is a Lakers fan, and he was on the show here saying, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the finals game tonight. The finals game. And it's because football started. It's because it's football season. And it's because our mind has shifted to football. I don't know, guys. Am I the only one out here that just kind of wants everything else to get out of football's way right now? I'm just kind of waiting very patiently, but I'm just kind of ready for football to have the dance floor to itself. Mookie Betts, though, a total beast for the Dodgers in game one, just 28 years old, and leading that team to unbelievable things. The Dodgers, heavy favorites. Their payroll is $100 million more than the Rays in a truncated season. It's 128-28. And check this out. In a full season, Mookie Betts is making $30.6 million a year. This season, the Rays' total payroll is $28 million a year. Incredible. Next up. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You know, Lonzo and I talked about some of our playoff projections the other day. And I wanted to share with you what 24/7 Sports thinks. I totally disagree, by the way. This is a bunch of bunk. In the Sugar Bowl playoff semifinal, they have number one Clemson against number four Oregon. Really? That's what we're doing? Six games, seven games with a championship. This is really what we're doing? And then in the other semifinal, in the Rose Bowl, 24/7 Sports has Ohio State, the 2 seed, versus Alabama, the 3 seed. So does Alabama lose at some point? Because how does Ohio State jump Alabama? Raise your hand if you can tell me who Alabama's losing to this year in the SEC. We thought this year was going to be a totally wide open year in this conference, and it's looking like anything but. And, you know, when you're talking about the true best of the best coaches, the most amazing trait that I see over and over and over again, Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, guys like that, they never have a rebuilding year. They never have a rebuilding year. Now, I hope the Patriots don't make the playoffs so I can win two lunches from Lonzo. Net of one, Lonzo, I know. But, you know, you're always afraid of that because of what Bill Belichick can conjure up. They're never in a rebuild. Alabama is never in a rebuild. And they're like the only coaches in football about which you can say that. All right, next up. All right, at number three today, and I think this is really kind of interesting, folks. I wanted to share this with you. So players have been wearing this year tracking chips, right? That kind of show where they are and where they've been in proximity to other people. And it kind of helps people social distance, and it kind of helps you with tracking. If somebody has a positive test, let's GPS all the places that that person has been. So anyway, Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, who has been a guest on this show, reports that tracking chips worn by college football players have shown that players do not come within 6 feet of another single player for a cumulative 15 minutes during a game. That's why we're not seeing a lot of on-field transmission. The numbers that we keep hearing, right? 15 minutes, close proximity. 15 minutes, close proximity. That's why the Rose Garden Supreme Court justice thing was such a problem. Nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody's talking to one another really, really close for an extended period of time. But this is actually kind of good news. We're actually kind of getting research now. You don't have 15 minutes of close contact on the football field. You have 4 to 6 seconds over and over and over again, but the sum total evidently gets nowhere close to 15 minutes. So if you keep your team healthy during the week, there's a great chance that you can help keep them healthy during the game over the weekend. Next up. All right, at number two today, LSU, the LSU Tigers, have self-imposed a penalty of a loss of 8 scholarships. They also, and I find this hilarious, are banning Odell Beckham Jr. from all facilities for 2 years because he gave LSU wide receivers $2,000 in cash after the national championship game. That was not Monopoly money, ladies and gentlemen. That was the real McCoy. And he's now been banned for 2 years. And LSU is self-imposing these penalties as a result of booster payments. At what point are we going to stop rolling our eyes at this stuff and start holding these teams accountable for really breaking the rules? You know, this LSU story will get swept under the rug. It'll be over by tomorrow. But Mark Ryan, everybody's doing it. I don't give a rip if that's what you think, man. We had John U. Bacon on the show, author of Overtime, an inside look at Michigan's program, and he said, Mark, I think 73-74% of big-time college football programs are cheating. That's what he said. But the bottom line is we still have to hold them guilty in the court of public opinion when they've done something like this. How about a forfeit of the game against the Gamecocks this weekend? How about that? Can we make that happen? And finally, folks, I do not envy right now the position that Trevor Lawrence finds himself in. I do not envy his position at all. The Jets, the New York Jets, the dumpster fire of professional football teams, holds the by far the best chance of landing the number one overall selection and landing the rights to Trevor Lawrence. 57.4% is the chance for the Jets. 16.7% is the chance for the Jaguars. So, a couple of questions for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're Trevor Lawrence, do you pull a John Elway? Do you pull an Eli Manning? Do you pull a Steve Francis? Do you say, I'm not playing in New York? Roddy White, former Atlanta Falcons great, says that's exactly what he would do. That's exactly what he would do. He said Trevor Lawrence should stay at Clemson if the Jets have the number one overall pick. That's what you should do. He says they're a dumpster fire. He says Trevor's never going to have the weapons around him that he needs to be successful in the National Football League, and that is a major, major issue. What is the best fit for Trevor Lawrence? And would you pull a John Elway and refuse to go, a Bo Jackson and refuse to go, if, in fact, these odds play out as I expect they will, and the Jets finish with a number one overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft? What say Mark? Mark says the Jets are a nightmare. Mark says if the Jets have the number one pick, I'm still coming out if I'm Trevor, but I'm saying I'm not going. I'm not playing for you. You can trade me. You can get a king's ransom, but I am not going to play for you. Lonzo says he's still going to declare, and he's going to play for the mess that is the New York Jets. Here's the quote from Roddy White. If I'm Trevor Lawrence, if the Jets finish with no wins, I just go back to Clemson. I don't want any part of that organization. If the Jets get the first pick, don't go. Just stay. Just stay one more year in college and just enjoy your time in college. Because it would be awful for you to get drafted by the Jets because they don't know how to put anything together over there as far as quarterbacking, as far as weapons around the quarterback, as far as anything that has to do with offensive talent. Now, they can draft defensively, White says, and they do a hell of a job on that side of the ball. But as far as offense, man, that team is just bad at picking players. The words of Roddy White advising, and he has Trevor Lawrence's ear apparently, advising Trevor Lawrence. This is starting to heat up. This is going to be a topic, really, folks, for about the next 4 months. You know, this Trevor Lawrence topic about what to do, what should he do. A lot of people are saying it's not like Trevor Lawrence to say I'm not playing somewhere. Really likable kid. I wouldn't play for the Jets. I would not play for the Jets. And the danger with what Roddy White is saying is, folks, the Jets are going to have the number one pick next year too. Like, if you look at this situation, like, the Jets haven't even been competitive in any of these games. The Jaguars competitive. The Jaguars could have 3 wins right now. The Giants have been competitive, really competitive, in a loss a week ago to the Dallas Cowboys. Washington, whatever, football team, has been competitive, right? The Falcons have way too much talent to lose this many games. I don't know. I do not know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the show, if you'd like, I want to open up the floor to you, and I want to hear about your experiences here in 2020 in general. Right. I want to hear if you've had any family members that have had a rough time with this, if you want to share. I want to hear how it's affected you. And if you don't want to talk about that, that's OK. But we're kind of doing a little soft pause to just kind of I want to talk to you guys. I want to get a feel for our audience. What kind of things have you been experiencing this year? Certainly hope that all of your loved ones have been safe and healthy as can be this year. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, wait a minute, Lonzo. Wait just a cotton-picking minute here. Let me see. I've got to see something because we might have some breaking news going on right now. Let me see. Sorry, guys. I know this is really enthralling radio as I'm trying to figure this out. But if this is what I think it is, it's going to be worth it. By the way, breaking news on ESPN Upstate is brought to you by Indeed. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. I don't know how this is happening. I do. Okay, wait a minute. Is this even real right now? Wait a minute, Lonzo.
You know, if you gave me an idea of what you're actually talking about, maybe I could help you research it, whatever it is.
Okay. John Rothstein is...
Is this the Trevor Lawrence thing?
No. This is nothing.
Is this the Trevor Lawrence thing? Supposedly him saying something?
This is nothing. Yeah. People are being duped by this. No. This is not what this is, Lonzo. People are being duped by this. Here's the tweet. Source: the annual game between Florida and Florida State will be on December 12th in Tallahassee. Well, that game was supposed to be in Tallahassee this year, but it's college basketball, Lonzo. And people are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Like, this has so many retweets, and it's right when they would have played that game, too, you know, if they could play it. But, yeah, the tweet is, the annual game between Florida and Florida State will be on December 12th in Tallahassee. Nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing has changed. Because now you have people saying, hey, what? Let's get going, Gamecocks. Let's get going. Let's make it happen. Let's do this. Anyway. That's the thing, and people want this to be true so badly. For all of the accolades that the SEC and Greg Sankey have gotten, most of which rightfully so, about the job they've done planning for this pandemic, it's really been NFL-like in terms of their execution of it. It just makes no sense to me. No sense to me at all, Lonzo, that... makes no sense to me at all that they didn't allow a rivalry game to be played. And so Clemson had to schedule the Citadel, and all these teams had to scramble to find basically an opponent that they would roll over because you can't play the rivalry game. I commend the SEC for a job well done, but you kill rivalries, man. You just kill rivalries when you take that game away. And a lot of those things are senseless. You know, it's... Clemson is much more in danger by bringing the Citadel to town and the testing policies or lack thereof that the Citadel can afford than they ever would be playing South Carolina and what South Carolina can afford from a testing protocol. And you do this so you can make everything uniform, right? Well, what if the ACC has a different policy than the SEC, so on and so forth? Come on, man. We're talking about oranges here. You know what I'm saying? This isn't apples to oranges. This is oranges. ACC to the SEC is oranges. You know, that these rivalry games should have been able to be played. And, you know, it really burns my brownies that they haven't been able to do so. Lonzo, what is something that you can share about this entire experience for you and what this experience has meant to you this year? Anything kind of that you feel like you've suffered through this year as a result of this experience, and just kind of like takeaways that you've had that you've experienced between March and now?
Well, I will tell you from a work standpoint, it's weird because if you play video games or you watch movies and you see pandemics or you see things that are like the end of the world type experience, the fact that everything was shut down And it was just so weird being on the road and no one being on it, as opposed to what it is now, where, you know, it's a whole lot of people who don't know where they're going. But back then, there was, and the fact that I had to print out papers every week in case I was pulled over to say that I was an essential worker. And something else where, as far as the social aspect of it, we know I'm not that guy. I don't go to a lot of places. It has bothered me that there are some places that I couldn't go. You know, just because when it's taken away from you and you're told, hey, you can't go there, it's, yeah, but I want to go there. But my life hasn't really changed that much other than my wife being at home working. And so because someone has to be here running the stations, and I'm one of those people who has to be here. And I don't feel guilty that I'm that person. I mean, someone has to be. But my life hasn't changed that much other than those things and the fact that Mark Ryan is not sitting across from me, which I, in some cases, I think is a godsend. So, because we don't have to see each other's faces, we don't, and I'm not talking about actual visage. I'm talking about faces that are made when one person says something that the other person doesn't like. So
I miss seeing you wince. I really miss seeing you wince and that look of pain on your face that I've just said something that really got to you. I know that I've earned some points when I see that, look on your face, Lonzo. I do.
Okay. All right. Admittedly, we both try to needle each other to the point that we can make one or the other get up and leave the room. That's true. But, you know, if you think about it, with your surgeries and everything.
I had one surgery. Would you stop with the plural? Okay. I had one surgery.
Okay. Well, so your surgery and the sickness thereafter and other things, I haven't really seen you in about a year.
March was when I saw you. That's true. And I had pneumonia at the beginning of this year, which very well could have been, Lonzo, you know what? You know, it very well could have been that. I had symptoms in January that I've never had before in my life. We're asking you guys kind of if you'd like to share anything about your experience this year. Have you guys gotten family members that have had COVID? Is everyone healthy? Is everyone okay? The biggest thing for me, honestly, has just kind of been fighting through feeling down. Just being totally honest with you. Because I don't like, if you think about it from the standpoint of somebody who hasn't been in this area long, you know, a shutdown and a lockdown and all of these restrictions that we've had the entire year and stores closing at different hours and people living differently. It's like, you know, like I live in an 800 square foot apartment. And since March, I've had to work in an 800 square foot apartment. You guys might be able to hear an echo from time to time because I'm doing a show in an 800 square foot apartment. And, you know, when you're not working, as much as I love what I do, you like to get away from work a little bit. And no matter where I go, I see all the equipment sitting here for the show. I have to work in the same place that I sleep. And like there have been too many days for me. There have been too many days where like I have nowhere to go. You know, like I don't have family here. I have some friends here, but not a ton. And there's just been way too many days where I have nowhere to go. And you just it kind of makes you feel down after a while. And the hardest part for me was actually the beginning part, you know, because it was such a shock to our system. We're all creatures of habit. So for me, like March 26th to the end of April, you know, I honestly wasn't doing great. It just felt like I was kind of living in a dream every single day, you know. And I spoke to a counselor and I said, you know, like, is this feeling like I'm just in some sort of dream and this isn't real? Like, is this ever going to go away? Because it sucks. And every single day I feel like I'm living in somebody else's nightmare. You know, like I want to go to work. I want to go out. I want to go have some fun. I want to go experience things. Like, this is not what year two of my time in the upstate was supposed to be. And then, you know, we're all creatures of habit and you get used to it. But I'll tell you, you know, my uncle just said on a Zoom call to us on Sunday, he said, man, I can't believe that I'm seeing Thanksgiving and Christmas commercials. What a wasted year. Like, what a wasted year. And I don't mean to be fatalistic and I don't mean to be pessimistic, but it just really hit me. You know, it just really hit me that, you know, you never really, you know, some of you might say, well, Mark, my life's been close to normal this year. You never really think about it, but each of us is going to be wearing a badge of honor for the rest of our lives, however long those lives may be, because we all made it through this, however long that lasts. My hope and prayer is that as this calendar turns to 2021, things are just going to start getting better month by month by month, where maybe by like next June, we're all done with it, you know? Because believe it or not, I want to see Lonzo's nutty ass one day, at least one day here moving forward. So anyway, that's how it's affected me. I'm curious how it's affected you in any way, shape, or form. And you guys are more than welcome to open up and share that with us. You know, I know I'm a little bit different a host. I really bring you behind the scenes as to who I am and what I'm going through. And it's just a personal touch, a personal connection that I like to have with you guys. All right, let's do Truth Serum, which is up next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Man, I love what we have for the best thing we heard today coming up at the end of the 5 o'clock hour, which is never the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We just kind of switch things up. But loaded 6 o'clock hour coming your way. But it's time to do our little ditty that we call Truth Serum. All right, Truth Serum, you have to tell us which of these statements is most likely to be proven true. All right, text us your answers at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Number one, the Miami Dolphins will make the playoffs. Number two, Clemson will hang 70 points 2 weeks consecutively, this time against Syracuse. Number three, it seems that 24/7 Sports thinks this is going to happen. College football will have four unbeaten teams, making the College Football Playoff Selection Committee committee's job easy. And finally, the Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl, purposely trying to dupe Lonzo into picking the incorrect answer, especially because I can give you the exact odds that the Chiefs win the Super Bowl today. They're 9%. 9% chance the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't know the percentages, but I wasn't going to pick that anyway because how many times have we had repeat champions? It doesn't happen very often, and when it does, it's usually New England. So I am going to go with college football will have four unbeatens. I think that is the most likely thing to happen, which will probably be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and probably Oregon.
What do you guys think? What's most likely? Dolphins make the playoffs. Clemson hangs 70 for the second week in a row. College football will have four unbeatens, and the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. We're not having four unbeatens. The Chiefs aren't winning the Super Bowl. The Dolphins could very well make the playoffs, Lonzo, but the answer is Syracuse is going to get beat like they stole something, man. 70 points again for Clemson 2 weeks in a row. Syracuse, ladies and gentlemen, is the worst team in the ACC this season. Clemson hangs a 70 spot for the second week in a row. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. Tua will go winless the rest of the season. Alabama will be number one in the first CFP poll. Zeke Elliott won't fumble the ball the rest of the season. And finally, Lonzo will end the season with a score of negative 12 in the upset pick contest.
Yeah, you lost a point this week, didn't you? You lost a one. I'm gonna throw some love to Zeke. He's got to perform right now, man. There's a lot of pressure on him. Everybody's banged up. He's got to be their bell cow. I'm going to say no fumbles for Zeke between now and the rest of the year. No wins for Tua, really? None? Come on, man.
All right, I'm going to go with Alabama will be number one in the first CFP poll.
No way. Nobody's jumping Clemson. Nobody's jumping. Stop it.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, Vegas has Bama at number one. I think the CFP will also do that. It doesn't really matter. One, two, three, it doesn't matter. But that's the most likely to happen. Alabama will be number one in the first CFP poll.
There you go, folks. That is Truth Serum for today. What do you guys think is the most likely answer there? What do you guys think? Which ones are we lying about? 1-844-477-3776.
I have confidence that I'm actually going to get one of those right. And
you're
going to
get one of those right. Okay. It's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. I've got a great best thing I heard for you today, and it's coming your way next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A texter says, Mark, college football will have four unbeatens. I can't believe that. That's never happened before, man. Remember the year that LSU went to the Natty against Ohio State? Lonzo wishes we wouldn't, and they had two losses because there was nobody else that even had only one loss. Four unbeatens, even in a truncated season? I don't know. I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening. All right. It is time for that ditty that we call the best thing we heard today. This one I love, ladies and gentlemen. A dude is trying to wake up his girl, okay? He's trying to wake up his lady, and he pulls out the karaoke machine to wake her up from her slumber. Here's what that sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the worst way that you've ever been woken up? Like, we all have like a worst wake-up story, right? I've woken up to gunshots before. That's not fun. That happened in Orlando, Florida. I woke up to gunshots.
It wasn't in the house, was it?
It was not in the
house.
Okay,
because that's different.
It was right outside, dude, and I hit the floor.
That was my neighborhood growing up. So
I hit the floor. Did you hit the floor every time you hear that?
No, after a while you get desensitized to it.
Oh, man. Folks, what is the worst way you have ever been woken up in your life? Shoot us a text at 71307. I'd love to hear it. Lonzo, do you have an all-time worst woken up in a horrible way?
When I would stay at my cousin's house, my uncle would take a card or a piece of paper and just move it across your lips.
Oh no!
Yeah, and,
no.
It just makes my.
So they paper cut your lip? That's
No. Just barely putting it across your lips to the point where it tickles and it's just weird, and you wake up and it freaks you out.
Lonzo,
feel free to try that.
No, thank you. I have had at summer camp at 6 a.m. I've had that. I also one time in college had the ice bucket challenge on me in the middle of my sleep, okay? Like ice cold water, ice cold water on my face. Lonzo, when you get woken up like that, you think you're dying, okay? Like you really think you're having a heart attack and it's all over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the show, game two of the World Series plus majorly awful contracts in sports here on Offsides.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.